You saw that you've done some voice work for a couple of video games.
Yeah.
Was it just like voice work, or did you do like motion capture?
It was just voice work. This was before the days of motion capture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Remember, one of them was a Star Trek game, which was very exciting because I got to meet Patrick Stewart.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But it's wild because you go back and look at that game now, and it's a terrible game. I mean, it was a terrible game when we made it. Don't get me wrong. But now, in comparison with how fantastic these video games are and how immersive and more importantly than that, how much better they've gotten at telling stories, that Star Trek game is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't. If you can find it, I don't recommend playing it.
Probably going to go and find it.
Okay. You know, I meant to bring one because I have some still, some copies in boxes. But I forgot. I mean, I don't even know what you would play it on.
Yeah. What format was it on? Like,
that's a good question. I think maybe was it on a disc? I mean, it was for sure like on a, maybe not a floppy disc, but maybe like one of the 3.5-inch floppies or something.
No,
it must have been a CD.
Okay.
No, it must have been a CD.
Okay,
so
computer.
Yeah, thank God you said that.
They are getting a little rarer now, the CD drives. They're buying separate to play.
Yeah, I think it was a CD.
Yeah. Cool. So, would you like to do that? More of that type of voice
It was a punch card system, I think, to play the game. It was the big punch cards, and you just... Just kidding.
That's really taking it back. So, would you like to do more of like voice acting for video games, or?
I mean, listen, I'd be open to it. It's here's the SAG-AFTRA's been negotiating with about motion capture, right? I mean, it's just because we're trying to figure out the economics of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the tough thing with voiceover, like, is that it just doesn't pay all that well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're doing motion capture, then it's not just your voice. Now it's really, like, your whole body, and so it's a whole different thing. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, I haven't done it in so long, I don't really know what the realities of it are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But on a purely hypothetical level, like, yeah, it'd be fun. I mean, especially as you get into some of these games where the characters are more three-dimensional and the stories are more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there any genre in particular, like if you were to play or do another voiceover for video games, are there any genres you would like to do, like something more action-oriented, drama, like a children's game?
You know, like I used to love the Resident Evil games. I haven't played one in a while, but man, those were fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, something like that. And now, I mean, I haven't played it recently, but, you know, the graphics, like the whole world of the games are so much more immersive than they used to be. So that could be fun.
Have you been downstairs to the Exhibitors Hall?
No, not yet.
They've got a whole Resident Evil thing for the new one coming
out. Oh, really?
Yeah, if you go towards the back, it's a huge, like...
Ooh.
It's a house. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll send me one now that I've talked about it.
You should. So, are you generally, like, a gamer yourself, or are you just kind of, like, casual?
Well, here's my problem, is that I get completely sucked in and lose track of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't play very much anymore because... as a father of three, like it's not looked at kindly, particularly by my wife, if I stay up all night playing a video game. So I don't play it too often. Sometimes I play with my kids, but my kids love it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, see, can you tell us, like, we're going to switch gears a little bit to your acting. Like,
sure.
So in Covert Affairs, how do you get into the role to play, like, a blind character? Because you did so well at, like... You're not looking straight on.
Yeah. Well, I worked really closely with the Canadian National Institute for the Blind in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And just did a lot of research and observation and practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Boggy was like he was a really cool character.
Yeah,
I feel
right?
Like he could be like one of those video game characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got...
Well, you know what? I was constantly pitching an audio-only video game, like as something to release as like a... auxiliary content for Covert.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have games like that that are like, designed for blind people, but this one would just be essentially, it would be like Augie's POV, where you just a headphone-based game where you wake up and you have to figure out where you are and get out. Just on sound, right? Like Augie's been kidnapped and you wake up in a room and you're Augie.
Yeah.
And there's no visual, so that doesn't help you. You just have to listen for the cues and still control like a game.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun.
It would be. Really really interesting. I never thought about anything like that. So,
yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your latest projects? I saw that you're working on a new film.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things coming up. I'm going to be on this limited series called Full Circle for Audience Network. I think it comes out in September, where I play a Secret Service agent for Dougray Scott and Kim Raber. Harold Perrineau is also in that. But I just finished directing my first feature. I'm direct and starring a little smart, really funny little indie comedy called We Love You, Sally Carmichael. We shot in and around Salt Lake City, Utah. It's really fun. It has a great cast. Elizabeth Tulloch from Grimm is in the movie. Sebastian Roche is in the movie. Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock. Paula Marshall. Perez Hilton's in the film. So it's a really good group. The script is great, and it was beautiful up there when we shot. We're in post-production now, so we're looking at a release in the spring.
How do you like directing versus acting?
I love it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much more input into the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
Acting's great, and I still love acting. But you know, when you're directing, you know, you're making decisions on everything. You know, what everybody's wearing, the look of the film, the colors, the locations, I mean, everything. And I really enjoy it.
So are you looking forward to moderating this panel today?
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear what the guys have to say about kind of nuts and bolts of the gaming industry, because I don't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.